Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus, we love you on tonight, on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that the joy of the Lord is still your strength.
Yes.
I thank God that you are on the Lord's side on today. Because if God be for you, who can be against you?
Yes, God.
To God be all the glory. We are here to pray. Jesus asked his disciples, could they not pray for him for 1 hour?
My God.
At his most crucial moment in this thing called life on this earth, Jesus asked his disciples to pray for him. And we are praying today because the word says to pray without ceasing. The word says if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and then will I heal their land if they turn from their evil ways.
Yes.
The word says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes, God.
Men ought always to pray, Jesus said. Mm-hmm. So we are here praying on these Tuesday nights, believing that God is making a difference in our lives, believing that God is moving out on behalf of our prayers, believing that heaven is being activated as we open up our mouths, because the word says, we have not because we ask not. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find.
Yes.
Knock and the door will be opened for you. To God be the glory. The enemy, the devil's trying to close doors, but he cannot keep a door closed that God wants open.
Yeah.
So the devil is a liar on tonight, and as we read the scripture, the word of God, and we go into prayer, we're believing God with you and standing with you and know that God is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Coming from the gospel according to Matthew on tonight, beginning at the 24th verse, it says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor what your body, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls or the birds of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them.
Yes.
Are you not much better than they? The word says, this is Jesus speaking, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be, will be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your scripture on tonight. We thank you that the word of God will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do.
Yes.
You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will be here forever. As we are reminded by Jesus to take no thought what we will eat, what we will wear, what we will drink. Yes, we are concerned. Yes, we have to work. Yes, we have to do what we need to do. We walk by faith and not by sight, but faith without works is dead. So we thank God for jobs, and we thank God for the ability to work. But in the name of Jesus, you told us to stop worrying and to start praying. And that's why we're praying tonight. We're not going to worry because your word says we can't add anything by worrying. So, Lord, help us to get rid of the fear tonight. Help us to get rid of the anxiety tonight. Help us to lay down every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. And help us in the name of Jesus to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. We put our sickness upon you. We put our poverty upon you. We put our uncertainty upon you because, glory be to God, you can handle all things. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you said bear one another's burdens. You said carry each other's load. And that's what we're doing on these Tuesday nights. We are praying for one another that we all might be healed. We are confessing our faults to one another that we all may be delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for every sick person right now that by the blood of Jesus, they are healed. I decree and declare that sickness and disease and infirmity and affliction right now in the name of Jesus have been destroyed by the kingdom of God, the blood of Jesus over every sickness, the blood of Jesus over every infirmity, the blood of Jesus in every temple of the living God. And right now we speak those things that be not as though they were. I speak total healing to every believer on tonight. I speak total restoration to every person on this prayer line on tonight. What the devil has taken, God shall restore 30, 60, 100 fold in the mighty name of Jesus. God shall replace it. God shall renew it. God shall restore it. In the name of Jesus, we believe the word of God that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that we need will be given to us. Help us to stay on fire for the church of the living God. Help us in the name of Jesus not to quench the Holy Spirit, not to put out the fire of God in every believer's heart. In the name of Jesus, your word says, let him who still no more. The devil is a thief. He is a liar. He is a deceiver. And right now, let God be true and let every man be made a liar. So, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the prophetic word that has been spoken over our lives. We thank you for the promises of God, which are yea and amen. You said that you would satisfy us with long life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every life that they are blessed and highly favored. I speak to every life that they are a powerful people. You said we are a chosen generation. You said we are a royal priesthood. You said in the name of Jesus, we are a peculiar people. You said that we are kings and queens, princes and princesses. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that everyone is more than a conqueror. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, it has not even entered into our hearts what you are going to do for those who love you, those who have been called according to your purpose. Lord, we have purpose for people on this line tonight. We have people on purpose tonight. That's why they pray. That's why they fast. That's why they give. That's why they sow. That's why they serve. Because, Lord, they trust your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus. So I pray for the New Creation Church family. Every member, every family, every Father God, in the name of Jesus, person called to that local assembly. Lord, bless them. Bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Let your hand be on their life. Keep them from evil in the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless them. Hallelujah. Everything their hand touch shall prosper according to your word. Let them be like a tree planted near streams of living water. And glory be to God. They're going to reap a harvest if they faint not. Oh, it's due season in 2014. This is going to be the best year of your life. I hope you hear the Holy Ghost on tonight. The devil's trying to lie to you. The devil's trying to lie to me. But the word says take every thought captive and make it obedient to the Bible. Make it obedient to the word. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The Zoe life. Your marriage shall be prosperous. Your home shall be prosperous. Your businesses shall be successful. Your bank account shall increase. Your money and your assets and your investments shall grow. In the name of Jesus, sickness and disease cannot dwell in that body. Oh, glory be to God. I thank you for every pain right now being removed. I thank you for every worry right now being removed. I thank you for every care right now being removed. In the name of Jesus, you said not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, God. And Lord, right now, we thank you for the spirit of the living God on this prayer line. Because you said where two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, that you will be in the midst of us. So we thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the fire of God right now. You are a consuming fire. Burn up everything that's not of you. Burn up every enemy in the name of Jesus. Burn up every wagging tongue or every negative word curse against the people of God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. So I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that person on the medication is coming off of the medication. That person in the hospital right now will be released in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. That the person even in prison, we thank you, Lord, for the prison doors being open tonight. Pray for the drug dealer tonight, that you would turn their life around. We pray for the gangbangers tonight, that you would turn their heart toward the kingdom of God. We pray for the runaway and the dropout tonight, that, Lord, your love will embrace them. Your love calls us to repent. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we call the lost souls into the kingdom. We call the lost souls into the kingdom. We call the lost sheep into the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, you said he who wins souls is wise. So send the multitude, Lord, to New Creation Church. Thank you right now, Lord, for every family represented there. Thank you for those putting their hands to the plow and not looking back. Those who sing on a praise and worship, those who serve, those who give, the sight and sound ministry, those who, Father God, have the gift of administration in the name of Jesus, those, Father God, who go out and evangelize, those who witness, oh, glory be to God. So I thank you, Lord, that you will continue to make a way where there seems to be no way. You said you make water in the desert. You said you make a way in the wilderness. So that person looking for a job tonight, that person looking for employment tonight, that person looking for an increase in their income, right now we declare favor on their life. Their resume shall be approved. Their application shall be approved. In the name of Jesus, that person who needs housing, Lord, make a way out of no way. Give them favor with the landlord. Give them favor with the real estate. Give them favor in the name of Jesus that no man can stand in their way. You open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. So we thank you for the open door to that job. We thank you for the open door to that apartment. We thank you for the open door to that bank loan. We thank you for the tuition being paid on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, every bill being paid, the mortgage being paid, the car note being paid, the utility bills being paid, the cell phone and the landline phone, meet every need. Lord, we thank you for the roof over our head. We thank you for the clothes on our back. We thank you for the shoes on our feet. We thank you for the bed that we have to sleep in. We thank you that we're still in the land of the living. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, in the name of Jesus, don't be oblivious to the obvious. God woke you up this morning. God started you on your way. God kept you in your right mind. God is keeping you in spite of what you're dealing with. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let the praise of God be your strength.
Yes.
Let the joy of the Lord be your strength on tonight. James said, count it all joy.
Glory.
He said, count it all joy because it's working on your patience. It's working on your temperance. It's working on your long-suffering. And we know that God is building you. We know that God is keeping you. We know that God is perfecting you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So you were born to win.
Yes.
You are more than a conqueror.
Yes.
You are already victorious. You are already successful because the Word says we are seated with him in heavenly places. The Word says, in the name of Jesus, that we are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower. According to the Word, you are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for your Word that's not coming back void,
yes,
but just as the rain comes down and the snow comes down and doesn't return to heaven without void, but it gives water to the earth,
mm-hmm,
and it gives us plants. It gives us flower. It gives us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, increase. And we thank you for your Word that has been watered over our lives. Some water, some plant, but only you give the increase. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, stay in the fight, beloved. Fight the good fight of faith tonight. It's too soon to quit. It's too soon to give up. It's too soon to throw in the towel. In the name of Jesus, I know the warfare is intense. I know sometimes you can't win for losing. I know in the name of Jesus, it looks like there's pressure and trouble on every side. But greater is he that's in you,
yes,
than he that is in this world. So if you're discouraged tonight, be encouraged. If you're feeling a little low tonight, let the Holy Ghost lift you up. If you're feeling a little down tonight, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard. It says when you go through the water, you will not drown. When you go through the fire, you will not get burned. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for your keeping power. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we're not going to fear any evil tonight. So, Lord, I thank you that your rod and your staff, they comfort us. I thank you that you anoint our heads with oil. I thank you that goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. I thank you that favor is in every house on tonight. I felt that, Pastor, when I said it.
Yeah, yeah.
That is favor on every household tonight.
God.
There's favor on every family tonight.
Yes. Wow.
Favor is on your children.
God.
I don't care how they're acting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the behavior look like.
Mm-hmm.
Favor is on your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Favor is on your job. Favor is on your business. Favor is in your home. God's favor is on your life. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God is upon you. So, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight. I thank you for the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, yes.
I thank you that you breathe and man became a living creature. I thank you, Lord, that you continue to put breath in our lungs and air in our bodies.
Yes.
I thank you that, Lord, you regulate our thoughts on tonight. I thank you that you gave us hands to work and the ability to get wealth. Oh, glory be to God.
Glory.
Pastor, somebody's wealthy on this prayer line.
Glory.
I know they don't see it. I know they don't have it in the tangible right now. It hasn't manifested. But even as I spoke it, I speak it prophetically right now that wealth is already in your hand. That multitudes are already in your hand. Increase in abundance and overflow is already your possession. Go ahead and walk by faith. Go ahead, I dare you to believe God on tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for that wealthy person. I thank you, Lord, that you give them increase so they can pour into your kingdom. I thank you that you establish your covenant, that money will be in your kingdom, that, Father God, people will have money to do ministry and win souls. We thank you in the name of Jesus for New Creation Church, that every need is met. Thank you for paying the lease. Thank you for keeping the doors of the church open. Thank you for every tither. Thank you for every giver. Thank you for every sower. Thank you for every steward. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that, hallelujah, you're opening up the windows of heaven and you're pouring your people out a blessing too big to receive. So we thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sakes. We thank you, Lord, for protection. We thank you for the hedge that's around every life. We thank you for the angelic hosts. We thank you for the guardian angels, Lord, that keep us and cover us on a daily basis. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for supernatural ability to fulfill our purpose in the earth realm. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We worship the name of Jesus, that name which has been given above every name, Roshaba Akata, Kibo Otaba Asheti, that name, Grokoba Aka, that name which is above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for the Messiah tonight. We thank you for Emmanuel, God, being with us.
Yes.
We thank you for a Savior.
Yes.
We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you died for our sins, that you stood and you stand in the gap for us tonight, that you're interceding at the right hand of God on our behalf. So, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. As you're admonishing me tonight to say the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us, God, of our trespasses, as we forgive those who have come against us. And God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever and ever. And the church said, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, O God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt you, O God. Hallelujah. O God, we just come praising your name on tonight, God, praising you for being in our midst, O God. Lord, you said, well, two or more gathered you in your name, that you would be with us, oh God, that you would be in our midst. So, Lord, we just thank you for your divine presence on this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. Lord, we come seeking your face, oh God. Lord, we need you, oh God. Hallelujah. We need you, God. We need you, Lord. We need your presence. We need your, hallelujah, your glory, God. We need you. Hallelujah. We need your power, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for manifesting yourself unto us on these nights, these Tuesday nights, oh God, as we come before you in prayer, God. Lord, we humble our hearts before you as we come boldly to the throne, God. You said in your word that we believe, Father God, we can ask anything according to your will, oh God, and you will give us that thing for which we have asked, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that we can come to your throne with confidence, God. We thank you, Lord, as we pray, Father God, to intercede for those, Father God, who can't intercede for themselves, oh God, as we intercede for our family members, as we intercede, Lord, for our neighbors,
yes,
as we intercede for our co-workers, oh God, as we intercede, oh God, hallelujah, for our friends, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will bless those that we are interceding for. You even told us, God, to pray for our enemy, oh God. So, Lord, we come, Father God, praying, oh God. Father God, praying for those that we love, oh God. Praying for those who love us. Praying for those who hate us, oh God.
Yes.
Oh, yes, God. We ask, Father God, that you will have mercy, oh God. Have mercy.
Have mercy.
Have mercy, O God, on those who despitefully use us. Have mercy, O God, on those, Father God, who mistreat us, O God. Lord, because we know that this battle is not ours, O God, but that this battle is yours, O God. Lord, so we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for standing in the gap and fighting the battle on our behalf, O God. We know that we war not against flesh and blood, but against principality,
right,
spiritual wickedness in high places.
That's
oh God,
right.
Yes, demons, oh God, hallelujah, and devils, oh God,
right.
And Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we already have the victory
we
because you have disarmed Satan on the cross, oh God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us can prosper.
No,
we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, oh God.
Yes.
And, Lord, we stand with your word, knowing that our weapons are not carnal, oh God, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, oh God.
Lord.
So, Lord, we stand in faith on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, believing your word, God, believing that your word will not come back to you void,
yes,
but it will accomplish that to which you have sent it. And we thank you, Lord, that you have sent your word to heal us, that you have sent your word to deliver us, that you have sent your word to save us,
right,
that you have sent your word to redeem us,
yes,
that you have sent your word to empower us, that you have sent your word to prosper us, oh God,
you,
that you have sent your word, oh God, hallelujah, to snatch us out of darkness, oh God, and translate us into your marvelous light.
Yes.
So, Lord, we are walking in the light on tonight, God, and we just thank you, Lord, that we are never alone, but you are always with us, oh God, walking through the valley of the shadow of death, walking through the wilderness, walking through the fire, through the storm, oh God. You said you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake
yes,
us.
God.
But, lo, you are always with
yes,
us.
With
and, Lord, for that we are so grateful. We're so grateful, oh God, hallelujah, knowing that we don't walk alone, oh God, but you are a friend that sticks close closer than the brother, the lily in the valley, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are a bright and morning star. You are our Redeemer, and our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we love you on today. Hallelujah. And we pull down every stronghold right now in the name of Jesus. We abolish strongholds right now, right now. Every stronghold that has set itself up against your people, we tear it down right now in the name of Jesus. By the power of your word, by the power of prayer, we demolish every stronghold. We demolish the stronghold of poverty. We demolish the stronghold of sickness. We demolish the stronghold of depression. We demolish the stronghold of discouragement. We demolish the stronghold of doubt. We demolish every stronghold right now in the name of Jesus, of distress, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every enemy that's coming against your people, we annihilate every enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ and the word of God that's been spoken over our lives. Oh, God. So, Lord, we just love you on tonight. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We stretch our hearts out to you on tonight, God. We love you. We love you. We bless your name. We magnify your name. We delight in you, oh God. Lord, some trust in horses and chariots. Some trust in cars and houses. Some trust in money, oh God. But we are putting our trust in you, God. Some trust in people, oh God. But, Lord, we put our trust in you. We know that people can only take us so far. We know that things and material possessions possessions can only take us so far. But, Lord, we put our trust in you. You are the one, oh God. Hallelujah. You are our source. You are the source of our life. You are the source of our strength. You are the light of our lives. You are our very lives. And we cleave to you, oh God. We cleave to you, God, for you are our life. We cleave to you, God. We, without you, we are nothing, God. Without you, we can do nothing. We can be nothing. We can have nothing, God. So, Lord, we don't seek created things. Lord, although we thank you for blessing us, but, Lord, we seek you, and we seek your face, oh, God. Lord, we seek your presence, because times are refreshing, or to be found in your presence, oh, God. And, Lord, some of us are a little bit weary, oh, God.
Yes.
But, Lord, we thank you that we can come to this prayer line, and that we can feel your power on tonight, God. We thank you that we could come to this prayer line. And, Lord, that you will let your light shine upon us.
Yes.
And, Lord, that you will reveal your glory unto us, oh, God. And, Lord, that you will strengthen us and that your angels will minister to us on tonight, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for another touch from you, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching us one more time. We thank you for reviving us again. We thank you, Lord, for restoring us again, God. Lord, restore unto us the joy of our salvation, God. Lord, restore to us the joy of our salvation. Take us back, oh God, to where we first met you, oh God. Lord, let us rejoice in you always. And again, I say rejoice. Let us laugh and Father God, and shout and dance. And Father God, shout hallelujah and lift our hands in the sanctuary. God, rejoice in you. And Father God, let us praise you. Let us praise you with 10,000 tongues. And let us, oh God, hallelujah, thank you and pour out our gratitude and pour out our love to you, oh God. We love you so much, oh God. Lord, not because of, Father God, anything, Father God, that we've done, but Lord, because of everything that you have done, oh God. Lord, we pour our love out on you, oh God, like Mary's oil from her alabaster box, oh God. Lord, we come to pour out our love on you, oh God. And Lord, we just ask that you would touch us on this prayer line tonight, God. Lord, let your Holy Spirit, Father God, anoint us again, as Vicky always sang, oh God, at the beginning of this hour, anoint us afresh and anew, oh God. Lord, we're panting after you. As a deer panters for the waters, so our souls are longing after you, oh God. Lord, we need you like our necessary bread, oh God. We need you more than food and more than water, oh God. More than silver or gold, God. Lord, we need you, oh God. We're crying out to you. We're crying out. We're chasing after you, oh God. Lord, we're chasing after you on tonight, God. We're panting after you, oh God. Lord, we're opening our hearts to you and we're saying, pour out your love to us on today. God, take away the bitterness. Take away the pain. Take away the anger, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Take away the unforgiveness, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Take away the heart, God. Give us a heart of flesh, oh, God. Give us a new heart, God. We've been hurt. We've been wounded, oh, God. Lord, we've been talked about and lied on, oh, God. We've been walked away from and betrayed, oh, God. We've been, oh, God, so many things, oh, God, persecuted for your name's sake, oh, God. Lord, in the hearts of God, and hard. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you take away the pain, that you take away the bitterness, that you take away the hardness of heart, that you take away the unforgiveness, take away the anger, take away the fear, take away the rejection, that spirit of rejection, oh God. Take away, oh God, the hardness, and God, let us have us, restore us to us a new heart, a heart of flesh,
yes.
A heart that can love, a heart that forgives, a heart that is kind and gentle, and a heart, Lord, that your anointing can pour forth through and from, oh God. Lord, we just ask that you will restore us again, afresh and anew on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We thank you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And we receive your joy. I release an abundance of joy across this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. I release right now the spirit of joy. I release the spirit of laughter. I release the spirit of rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, it's morning. Oh, yeah, you've had your rough time. You've had some trial and some tribulations, but God says, I'm restoring your joy. I'm reviving you again. I'm doing a new thing.
Yes.
Forget the things of old. Forget those who have hurt you. Put down the pain. Put down the anger. Put down the frustration. Let me work on your heart again. Let me give you a heart of flesh. Let me give you a heart that can laugh, a heart that can play, a heart that can enjoy life. I came so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. I'm restoring your joy. I'm stirring up the laughter. I'm stirring up the blessings. I'm pouring out blessings. I'm pouring out blessings. I'm pouring out blessings. I'm pouring out blessings. If you keep praising me, praise me in spite of this. Praise me because of what you've been through. Praise me because I still have a blessing with your name on it. Praise me because I love you. Praise me because I redeem you. Praise me because of who I am, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name.
Yes.
I speak increase over every life under the sound of my voice.
Increase.
We speak increase. We speak increase over every life right now in the name of Jesus. No more lack. No more lack. God is pouring out blessings. He's pouring out overflow into your life, miraculous overflow. Miraculously, your needs will be met in the name of Jesus. Every need met in the name of Jesus. Huh? We thank you for increase, oh God. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for restoration. We are with none more Christian. And we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit on this line. You said in those days, in that day I shall pour out my spirit.
Yes.
Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see dream dreams. Your old men shall see visions.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit.
Your Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you for healing. The Holy Ghost is here. God is healing. He's healing hearts. He's healing bodies. He's that sickness has been because of your hardness of heart. God is restoring. He's healing your body, your mind, your soul. In the name of Jesus, he's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy. God, you're worthy to be praised. So we just thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. And we just magnify his name. Go ahead and magnify his name on today. Give God some glory on today. Praise on today. God is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for prayer on tonight. We thank you for every person on this prayer line. We thank you that every need has already been met. We thank you for provision. We thank you for protection. We thank you for prosperity in the name of Jesus. So we exalt your name. You said, if I be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you.
Yes.
So we lift up the name of Jesus tonight, that name above every name. And we thank you for the name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Yes.
Jehovah Nisi, God, you reign.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. We thank you for all of your wonderful characteristics.
Yes.
You're passionate, God. You're compassionate, God. You're a merciful God. You are caring, God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You so love the world that you sent your son to die for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That no man take your life, but you laid it down. Glory be to God. So we thank you for restoration. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
We thank you that we are redeemed. We thank you for the atonement of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for restoration, Lord. We thank you for reconciliation on tonight, being in right standing with God. That's why we pray to a God that hears us. The word says if we pray according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if he hears us, we have what we asked of him. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that we're bringing our prayers and our supplications unto you. And the peace of God, which surpass all understanding, will be ours on tonight. Yes. So, Lord, I thank you for peace tonight. Oh, glory be to God.
Glory.
Peace in every home.
Yes.
We cancel out confusion.
My.
We cancel out every curse. Every chain is being broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for the seed. We thank you for the word which has been sown in our hearts on tonight. Thank you that it will produce a harvest in due season. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But is given to the ones that endure. So we thank you for endurance.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for restoration.
My.
And as we take prayer requests tonight, thank you for blessing your people.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Thank you for keeping your people. Thank you for loving your people. Area code 404. Area code 404. We thank God for you. God bless you.
God bless you, Rebecca, Pastor Rebecca, and God bless you, Pastor Anthony. I am calling in for a prayer request, but before I even tell you what I want you to pray for, I just want to give God all the glory. He deserves all the praise, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you, God, for this prayer line that not only has it helped me, but I'm sure it has helped all the listeners that come on every Tuesdays. And I still want to thank God for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and I want to thank God for their blessings and ask that that he bless them and that he blesses them and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper and that any of their heart desire, you know, that he will grant anything that you guys desire, your heart desire, because you have been a blessing to me, and I feel that God will bless you too, and I'm asking that he does bless you and your family. So I want to thank God for both of you, and I want to thank God for this prayer line. And one of my prayer is that prayer for those people that in that airplane that disappeared. That's one of the prayers that I want you to pray for. And I just want you to continue to pray for me and my family, you know, my home, and just that's about it. I just thank God for everything that has happened to me in my life, and I'm so happy that I'm in your life, that you're part of my life. I want to thank God for that.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you, amen, and we definitely will. We thank God for your prayer. I want to say that before we pray for you. We thank God for your prayer for us, amen. We thank God. We do need prayer, and we just thank God for you thinking of us, amen. Let us pray, amen. Father God, we praise your holy name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for all that you have done and all that you continue to do in our lives, Lord. Right now, oh God, we lift up that missing airplane, the Malaysia Airlines flight 370, oh God, which has been missing, oh God, and Lord, even Father God, everything that's going on around that situation, Lord, we pray, Father God, right now, oh God, for recovery. We pray, Father God, that the plane will be found. We pray that the passengers will be safe, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will keep them, that you will keep each and every person safe and alive, even as, Father God, there is some sort of foul play of that has been taking place. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for protecting the innocent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that you will even bring these people home safely, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for every passenger, every man, every woman, oh God, Lord, that you will just put a hedge of protection. Lord, you know all things, oh God. So we put this situation into your hands, oh God, and we ask, Father God, that you will bring a resolution to this situation, oh God. Let this plane be found, oh God. Let the innocent, Father God, be safe, oh God. Let the people be returned to their families, to their homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know all things. So we just thank you. We bind up the hands of Satan right now against any unsavory situation, any foul play, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. So, Lord, we just thank you that you even have dominion over the airways, oh God. You have dominions in the U.S. and Malaysia and everywhere else, Father God, that plane could be. So, God, we thank you that your eyes see all and that you know all and that you are all-powerful, God. So, Lord, we put this situation into your hands, and we pray for these individuals. We pray for this plane. We pray for divine resolution in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we lift up Sister Maria right now. Lord, we thank you for her heart. We ask that you will bless her, that you will keep her, oh God, that you will continue to walk with her, continue to provide for her. We thank you for divine provision, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that this woman of God has a heart of gratitude. Oh, God, with everything that she's going through in life and everything she's gone through, oh, God, that she continues to praise you, that she continues to give you the worship, the glory, the honor, the praise, Lord, that she continues, Father God, hallelujah, to stand in the court. Stand in the gap, oh God, of your pastors, oh God, that she comes to prayer every single week, that she goes to church at her church, oh God, Lord, that she's yet seeking your face in the middle of, Father God, disappointment and discouragement, Lord, even in the middle of discomfort, oh God, Lord, we just thank you for strengthening her, oh God, we thank you for your hand upon her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we ask for you to continue to keep her, continue to grow her, continue to strengthen her, continue to bless her, oh God, continue to heal her, continue to provide for her, Lord, keep her even in the middle of her tight places, God, keep her in the middle of the valleys, oh God, the valleys and the mountaintop experiences, oh God, Lord, you know what she's walking through, even stuff that she can't even talk to anybody about, Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, even being there for her, Father God, in every midnight hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for catching every fear, oh God, hallelujah, for wrapping your arms around her, oh God, for reassuring her, for validating her, God, letting her know that she is somebody in you, that she is wonderfully and fearfully made, oh God, that she is precious in your sight, that she is the apple of your eye, and that you still yet have a great plan for her, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her a hope and a future, and you will bring her out yet again victorious. Glory. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her out yet again victorious in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So continue to bless this woman of God. And we thank you for the great plan, that's it's a great plan, just like unfolding right before your eyes. God is unfolding his plan. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith, my God, hallelujah. And God says, I am not a man that I should lie. Everything that I've spoken shall surely come to pass. God is blessing you and blessing you indeed. Your latter days shall be greater. Oh, hallelujah. God. Hallelujah, my God.
Hallelujah,
your latter
Lord.
Days. I see you dancing.
Hallelujah.
I see you dancing,
yes,
and rejoicing,
Lord,
and twirling and,
yes,
spinning,
Lord,
and just
Jesus.
Rejoicing. Hallelujah, before
Jesus.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God is
thank
just blessing you.
Lord.
You have there's so many blessings. Blessings upon
thank
blessings.
You.
Everything
thank
that
you
Jesus. Feel like you've lost, God
hallelujah.
Is restoring.
Thank
oh,
you,
glory,
Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Everything that you feel like you've lost,
hallelujah.
God is restoring. But he says, not in the way. Don't look for me to do it the way you would look for me to do it,
thank
says God.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Because he says, I'm
yes.
doing a new thing. If you would just let go
yes.
and let me have my way. Oh, glory.
Yes,
I'll
have your way.
Just let
yes,
oh, God have his way because
yes,
he's doing, he's
way,
doing a new thing. And he says,
thank
let me
you,
have
Lord.
My way. And I'm going to bless
yes.
you and bless
I
you indeed. In Jesus'
you.
Name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, I receive that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
We thank
you.
God for
thank
you, Sister Marie. Thank, we thank God for you on tonight.
Thank you. God
yeah.
bless you both.
Amen. And we
amen.
Received that prayer of yours.
Yes.
And we thank God that you praying for us. Amen.
Oh, glory.
We can it and we receive it by faith.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love
God bless you.
You.
Love you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 To God be the glory. To God be the glory. She said she wished God give us the desires of our heart and that the Simmons household, our needs will be met as well.
Yes,
and
yes.
everything that we're looking to God for, he will minister to us and meet every need. So I thank that. I thank God, amen, for that concern for us, Pastor, in the name of
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
If there's any more prayer requests, we want to pray with you tonight. We want to pray for you tonight. There's power in prayer. We've seen the miraculous power of prayer in so many ways. And if you have a prayer request, even a praise report on tonight, that Pastor, I don't have a prayer request, but I have a praise report. And if there's someone you want to lift up before the Lord on tonight, we are here, and we are going to pray with you and pray for you. So if you just press 1 on your phone device, we will pray with you and pray for you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. God is so good.
Yes, yes,
God
he is.
God is so
yes,
good.
Yes, he is. Amen.
He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We see this caller, and it's area code, God bless you, 908. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Hello, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Elijah. How are you guys doing this evening?
Bless. God bless you, son. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just will ask for a supernatural prayer over my life, Lord, Father God, because these past couple of weeks, so much been going on lately. A lot of people that I went to school with is just passing away like crazy. A couple of weeks ago, a guy that I know was murdered. And just Sunday, when I was in church, I was notified that a good friend of mine had just got killed on the Garden State Highway. He was under 22 years old. He was a great guy. He was full of life. He was just, he praised God. He was just a wonderful guy. And it's just crazy how at a young age, you know, people are just passing on, and it's like I just can't believe it. So I just ask God to use me in a mighty way, and I'm just grateful for all he has done for me in my life and just protect me.
Amen. Amen. We're definitely going to lift that up, son, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for Elijah on tonight,
yes,
Lord,
God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
even keeping his heart, his mind, his soul, Lord,
yes.
even as he has noted, Father God, these people that he has known,
yes.
even at a
yes,
young
Lord,
age,
Lord.
They have
yes.
transitioned, Lord,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Through car accidents, even through senseless crime,
yes,
Lord.
God.
In the name of
thank
Jesus, their lives have been prematurely cut off. So, Lord, we thank you for keeping him.
Yes.
We thank you for guarding him,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Even, Father God, as his heart mourns for his friends and,
yes.
and these people that he know, Lord, and as he see, even with his young life, Lord, hallelujah, sometimes the evil of our day, that you would keep his mind
yes.
in perfect peace.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, thank you for his life.
Yes.
Thank you for supernatural protection over his life.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you that his future is bright. And, Lord, there's a supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles are following him. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are guarding him, that you are keeping him. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, as he gets to know you at a deeper level.
Yes,
as he, Father God, calls upon you, as he reads your word and prays to you, that you would speak to his heart and his mind and his spirit and his soul.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for even these families, Lord, that have experienced this tragedy of these young people, Lord, transitioning and going on to be with you. I thank you, Lord, for keeping those families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even all the other friends that knew of these young people at a young age. So, Lord, cover our young people.
My God.
Keep our young people.
God.
Protect this generation coming, Father God, up right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for guardian angels, and we thank you for supernatural hedges and a refuge and a shelter around every life.
Yes.
So, Lord, keep Elijah.
Yes, God.
Guard him.
Oh, my.
Gird him up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even regulate his thoughts. Father God, even if his heart may mourn and be heavy over these friends and these people that he has known, Lord, as he's seen their lives prematurely gone, Father God, encourage him.
Yes.
Strengthen him, Lord. Renew his strength.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So I thank you for your keeping power.
Yes, God.
I thank you that the joy of the Lord is his strength.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you that he yet has a praise on his lips.
My God.
And he's still a worshiper, God, of you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So I thank you for Elijah tonight, keeping him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, son. Sometimes things happen in this life that none of us can understand or explain. It shall remain a mystery sometimes, but as you noted to this prayer line tonight, these were people that you know at a young age, you know, just lives prematurely cut off, and we thank you for praying for their families. We thank you for asking for prayer, even for yourself, that God is keeping you and protecting you, and God will encourage you when you're feeling discouraged. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome, and have a blessed evening. And we'll continue to pray for you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Okay, God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Wow.
God bless.
Wow.
You know, Pastor, I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for the people that come every Tuesday, because things we're in a day, the Bible says these are the last days, and we're in a day where so much is going on, and he tells us to pray for one another.
Yeah.
He tells us to pray to him. Because he's a God that's able to do what man can't do. Oh, glory be to God.
Lord.
With man, it might be impossible.
My God. My
but with God, all things
all
are possible.
Things, all things are possible.
All things are possible with God. So as we go off the air tonight, we admonish you, we plead with you to keep putting your trust in God. To God be the glory.
And just pray for Ella and Vance's page real quick before we talk.
Amen, amen. There are two people we need to pray for tonight.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus,
God.
we pray for Sister Ella right now.
Yes,
up at St. Barnabas Hospital. St. Barnabas Hospital, Sister Ella, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for a successful surgery.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for her release happening soon, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you spared her life and that you are keeping her in the name of Jesus, Lord, that what was wrong with that body, that through surgery and through the doctors, through the medicine, she is healed supernaturally and naturally, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for Sister Ella Beeks, Lord, as she returned home, Lord, that you will continue to keep her. You'll continue to heal that body in the mighty name of Jesus. Every organ, Father God, her blood, being regulated right now in the name of Jesus, functioning according to your will, that you would keep her mind in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, hallelujah, Father God, for your keeping, saving power for Sister Ella. We pray right now for Evangelist Elizabeth Page in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for your healing power, the balm of Gilead, being on her life. Thank you for satisfying her with long life.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord, for keeping her daughter and her grandchildren in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Encourage her heart, Lord.
Lord.
I thank you that she's yet a praiser. She's yet a worshiper.
Yes, God.
She's yet, Lord, in the name of Jesus, still evangelizing and still telling people, witnessing about the goodness of your faith and the goodness of your love.
Yes.
Thank you for her testimony, Lord. She got so many miracles that you have bestowed upon her life. So thank you for Elizabeth Page, Lord,
yes,
that you would deliver her. Total healing over her life.
Total,
total restoration,
yes,
over her life. Total, Father God, healing, restoration, and deliverance over her life in the mighty name of Jesus. So we send your word to her. And she's already healed. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. We cover our granddaughter, Niella Edmond.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Niella Edmond, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
That's our granddaughter.
Jesus.
And, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you would give that young lady peace. I thank you, Lord, that you would minister to her heart and her mind, her soul and her spirit on tonight. I thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord will always be her strength, that you'll allow her to laugh and you'll allow her to have pleasure in her younger years. You'll allow her, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to remove, Father God, any ounce of anger or stress or anxiety that might try to come into her young life. I thank you for peace right now over her mind. I thank you, Lord, for restoration in every area of her heart. I thank you for renewed laughter and joy and strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make a way where there seems to be no way for her, in the name of Jesus. Move every mountain. Move every stumbling block. Put the right friends in her life, the right influences in her life, the right mentors and teachers, Lord. Those, Father God, who were pouring into her young life and impart what you have already ordained. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we give Niella Edmond to you. We give her mother, Hakita Edmond, to you.
Yes,
her brother and her sisters to you. In the name of Jesus. So bless our daughter. Bless our grandchildren. Bless all of our children and our grandchildren.
Yes,
in
yes.
Jesus' name,
yes,
we pray.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah for the most excellent way, oh God. We thank you for everyone struggling with addiction, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for all of our family members and every person that we know that's struggling with addiction. And we break the stronghold. We break it off. We break the stronghold of addiction off of our family members, alcohol and drug addiction. We break it off right now in the name of Jesus. We cut off the hands of Satan off of our families. We break every generational curse off of our families. We break every generational curse off of our families right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name that all of our sons and all of our daughters are walking according to your purpose, according to your will. Lord, we pray for our individual families, every person on this line right now. We cover their family members, their individual family members, their sons, their daughters, mothers, fathers, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Husbands, wives, we cover each and every person. We thank you, Lord, for covering those who are struggling on tonight, God. Lord, we pray for Elijah's grandfather and his father and their family, God, even as they deal with this hospitalization, oh God, of his grandfather. We pray for healing and wholeness, and we pray for restoration, and we pray that you will comfort that family, God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, 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 for our sister Rita right now, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We put a hedge of protection around her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak divine purpose into her life in the name of Jesus. I pray for my mother, oh God, named Thomas. Continue to keep her and walk with her, oh God. Continue to comfort her, oh God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you. We pray for this upcoming book release on April the 13th, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. And we ask that you will bless that work, God. We give it to you right now. We consecrate that work to you right now, God. We ask that you will save souls, that you will change lives, that you will set the captives free, Lord. Let this ministry continue to be effective for your glory, God. Let us not be sounding brass, but, Lord, let us be effective. We want to be effective, Lord. We want to change lives for your kingdom. We want to save souls for your kingdom. We want to snatch them from the pit of hell. Lord, we want to see people, the sick healed, oh God. We want to see, Father God, hallelujah, the broken be repaired and restored, oh God. Lord, we want to see people walking in divine purpose, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will release your power, release your anointing, release revival into new creation Christian ministries, oh God. And not one that you have given to us will be plucked out of our hands in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line on tonight and what you've done and what you'll continue to do. And even as we leave this prayer line, God, we never leave your presence. We ask that you will come up quicker and greater in the hearts of your people, oh God. Be bigger in our lives. Be bigger in our lives. Be greater in our lives, God. We give ourselves away. So, Lord, we thank you. Protect Elijah, and keep a hedge of protection around him, and keep your eye on Maria and Sister Carmen and Father God, Sister Lori and Sister Rita, Evangelist Robinia, Mother May Thomas, and Father God, all who come on a regular basis, oh God. Lord, let your hand be upon them, oh God. Let them, Father God, rejoice in you always, God. Continue to be their strength. Continue to be their light. Continue to be their help in times of trouble. So, Lord, we thank you for greater, more of you in us. And more of your plan being manifest in our lives. Touch my husband and bless our marriage and bless our household. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Look, God loves you so much. God just wants us to let you know that he loves you so much. God loves you so much. And no matter what you're going through on tonight, just keep that in mind, that God loves you too much to leave you broken, busted, and disgusted. That God is doing a new thing in your life, and that today is the first day of the rest of your life. So no matter what you've been walking through, know that greater, I just hear greater. God has greater in store for you. He has more in store for you. He's getting ready to blow your mind. I encourage you to continue to walk with the Lord. Continue to keep him first in your life. Don't let go of his hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. My God, God has such a great plan for your life. And if you don't quit, if you don't give up, if you don't throw in the towel, if you don't look back, if you don't go back, God will make it made manifest in your life. And everything that you've heard God say to you and about you shall come to pass. So God bless you. Listen, come over and see us at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. We're doing a great work, and we would love you to come and be a part of that work. Amen. We're not looking for just visitors. We're looking for people. We would love to have you visit, but we're also looking for people who want to yoke up with us and do this work and be a part of this work that God has given us to do. Whatever way God sees fit, whether you pray for us, whether you come and work and labor with us, amen. If you're in New Jersey, we thank God for those who are already members, amen. And we thank God for those who are coming. And whether you send a seed or say, you know what, I want to bless that ministry, you can do that too. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, amen, we want you to just know that God loves you and we're doing a great work. And we thank God for you because you are holding up our arms every single Tuesday, amen, and every single Sunday when you come through the doors of the church. And every single Wednesday when you come to Bible study. So we have Wednesday on Bible study tomorrow. We're going to be looking for a great move of God. God has been moving on Wednesdays.
Yes.
We have Thursday, the most excellent way for people dealing with addiction. alcohol, drugs, sex, money, whatever it is, the struggle is, we are there for you, amen, to help you through the struggle. And on Sunday morning, Sunday at 12:30 until about 2:30, about 2 hours, that will change your life. Come out and worship God with us on Sunday. The word is rich. It's prophetic. My God. God is moving mightily. Amen. We are preaching like we've lost our mind. Amen. We are preaching like it's the end of the world because time is short. Amen. So come out on Sunday and be a part of what God is doing on Sunday. We love you. God bless you and continue to believe. James Fortune, I believe. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace and serve our God.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
It's gonna get better.
With a single parent. remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.